Morning, job's ready.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Pipeline.
Hey, good morning. Is Homer available?
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
When you're looking to bring on these trucks, I want to see if there's a way that we can...
Evelyn Smith.
Hi, Evelyn. Is Homer available?
No, he's out of the state at this time.
Okay.
Short vacation.
Got it. Do you know when he's expected to be back in the office?
Probably in a couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks. So he's out for a little while then.
Well, he has a medical procedure to be done on his return. So I don't expect him to be in the office for about 2 weeks.
Okay, understood. We'll give him some time then. But yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with him, just see how things are going over there this year. You know, we'd been in contact a couple quarters ago, and was just told to get back in contact here at the end of the year to see what his financial plans were.
Okay.
And do you have his email by chance so I can just send over some more contact information and hopefully he can get back to me whenever he's...
Well, it's the same as mine. It's Evelyn, EVELYNS, at arkel.com.
Arkel?
ARKEL.
ARKEL.com. Okay, great. Well, I'll shoot over a quick email. It's just going to be the one with some more details on the programs that we do have to offer, as well as my personal contact information, just so he can get a hold of me if he's interested.
Sure.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, and how's business been treating you guys this year?
What was the question?
How's business been treating you this year?
Oh, fine. Everything's going fine.
Well, that's good to hear. Would you say you guys are growing a little bit, or is it pretty steady from recent years?
Well, it depends on what company you're asking about, because we have several companies that Mr. Nose has interest in, and so I don't know which one you're calling about.
Oh, in reference to pipeline technology specifically.
Oh, pipeline, it's staying the same.
Yeah, gotcha. I feel like that's what the majority of my clientele has been telling me this year.
Yeah, that company is the same.
Got it. So yeah, just like I said, trying to touch base here and see if he had any plans to, bring on some additional equipment or maybe replace what he already has. As well as, we do have a couple other programs, including working capital, just, to free up some cash for the company, put it in hand for him.
Well, good. Okay, we'll just send the information over and I'll place it on his desk.
Okay, awesome. And then just, do you know if there is a particular time of the year that he does sit down and, try and make decisions like that?
No, sir, not at this time. He's 91 years old, and he pretty much delegates everything.
Got it. Okay, well, is there maybe somebody else that, typically would help with a situation like that?
That would be Tom Roloski, handles the financial part.
Okay.
He is... he's local. He's in this office here. However, he's not in at this time. He's out on one of the job sites.
Got it. Okay. And do you know if there's a better time for me to try and get a hold of him? Maybe give him another call later.
Normally, he's here, say, from about 9 to 4.
And you said that his name was Tom again? Was that it?
Tom Orlosky. Orlosky.
Got it. Okay, well, I'll try and get a hold of Tom, and like you said, if I were to give him maybe another call tomorrow morning, do you think he'd be in the office?
Okay, he should be.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll be sure to do that.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you so much for your help, and we'll probably be talking tomorrow morning.